This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carl Banks is set to join us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Carl, just on a personal note, Mike and I were both saying this, man. We really enjoyed watching you play in your career. You were one of those guys that, you know, a lot of folks wanted to emulate. So we appreciate you jumping on with us. And I hope things are going well, man. But as the Giants get ready to come in here to take on our Falcons, you know, we've been talking a lot about this O-line. I want to get your impressions because it just doesn't seem like they're doing anything well.
Well, first of all, guys, thank you for having me. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk. I think to examine the offensive line is to kind of understand what they have there. They have five new players, basically. They've got a rookie, an inexperienced center who's basically a rookie. You got a free agent left tackle and a right guard who is a free agent from Jacksonville. So they're a group that haven't played together. This is their sixth game together. They had some training camp, and offensive lines take a while. But coming from where they were last year, which everyone knew the offensive line was an issue, they're not where they should be. I'm not going to tell you they're as bad as they were last year, but you know, the film doesn't lie. You see what you see. They seem to feel that they're not that far away. Their communication seems to be getting better, and with offensive linemen, half the battle is communication, or 75% of the battle is communication and getting everybody on the same page, and then the other 25% is whether you can win your individual matchup. So they feel from a communication standpoint and everybody working in unison, they feel that they're not that far away. And then the rest becomes physical. But right now, it's a different issue every other game or sometimes every other series. And you can kind of see with the production of the passing game and the way the quarterback is playing as well under duress, it's tough. You know, it's tough to operate. So they believe that they're getting some things straightened out. We'll see. I mean, you know, they don't give you a free pass in the NFL from one game to the next. I mean, everybody's looking at film, and they're going to try to see if you fixed it. If you didn't fix it, you're going to have the same issues week after week.
It is Carl Banks, guys, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Giants,
two-time.
A Pro Bowler, and a Michigan State guy. I can ask him about Sparty beating the Wolverines coming up a little bit later in this conversation. Carl,
yeah,
Saquon
that.
Barkley comes in, and that's the thing. Oh, please do. Someone's going to take Harbaugh out. But the thing is, Carl, Saquon Barkley scares the heck out of us because we've lost Pro Bowl caliber linebackers and safeties. So we've got other guys, the backups, next man up, but they're not the best tacklers. So Falcon fans fear is Saquon Barkley in space could equal a lot of yards.
Well, yeah, I mean, he doesn't need a lot of space, guys. And, you know, I had the honor of playing against both Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith. I never played against Shady McCoy, but watched him up close and personal. And this young man has got a little bit of all of those guys because he can make you miss almost at point-blank range and then accelerate. Really good balance. He's a player. If I had to give any defense any advice, is like get a lot of people around him and get a lot of bodies on him because he breaks tackles and he's got outstanding balance for a runner. I haven't seen a guy with balance like that probably since Emmitt Smith. You know, in terms of collision balance, a guy hits you and you just kind of stay, never break stride, or just kind of keep your balance. He's a guy that you got to get down on the ground. So he is a handful in space. He can catch the football. He can do a lot of different things with it when he gets it. So you do have your hands full with that one. I tell you that.
Carl, what do you make of the Odell Beckham situation? I say a situation because it seems to be a bunch of different things, but I don't know where to put my finger on you know, what the Giants are thinking about this. You got the owner telling him just play football. You got Beckham's dad now jumping in the mix on social media. He seems to be unhappy because he's not catching enough balls. What's the deal?
Well, he's a guy that, quite frankly, has to mature a bit more. I think as circumstances have not played out the way he envisioned them, meaning he worked extremely hard in the off season, he came back stronger, he came back faster. So, you know, in his thinking, he's ready to go. Well, right. You put on tape a game where you blow by Jalen Ramsey twice, and then the league took notice. So now they're going to legislate because they see what he did to one of the league's best cornerbacks. And when they get that on film, well, you're not going to have that for a while. And right. So that frustration built up, and then combined with a offense that's just not productive, that built up. And then I think, you know, he did an interview which didn't put him in the best of light as a team guy, you know. And here in New York, it hasn't stopped since that interview. People are just nitpicking at it and shooting arrows. And, you know, so he's a passionate kid. I know he cares about football. He cares about his teammates, and he cares about winning. He just does not express himself in a way that a lot of people like. Like, he's authentic in what he's saying. He just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't come across the right way to some people. But he doesn't apologize for it, and he just wants to go out and play football. So the circus was created, you know, of his own doing, because people wait, you know, for opportunities to take shots at him, and they do. And then it became a team thing. Then it became him against the quarterback, and then it became him against the world. And, you know, if you listen to his interviews today, looks like he's on track now. Everybody's talking the same language. Everybody's speaking the same language. And, you know, it's either 52 guys and one guy out there, or it's 53 guys. I don't think the locker room is going to splinter. And I think, you know, he has to give his team an opportunity to make him great. When great players are faced with, you know, strategies that legislate against them, they turn that into an opportunity to be better, not to express frustration. See, because he put it on, you know, he put it on tape. He came out. If you guys go back and look at the Jacksonville game, he was on Jalen Ramsey like oxygen a couple times. Blew right by him. Got pass interference calls. And so that's mission accomplished. He just doesn't realize it. But it just showed that the other teams are now not going to – they're going to legislate against giving him those free runs. And I'm sure, you know, Julio faces the same thing. You know, once he puts something on tape, they're going to try to take it away. And the good teams and the good players, they find other ways to get their good players involved. And Odell's got to allow his team and his teammates to do that for him.
Carl Banks with us, guys, from the Giants Radio Network, and does work NFL Network, and again, a Pro Bowl, a Super Bowl winner. Joins us here on the WaitFor.com hotline as we're live at Twin Peaks on Dukes and Bell. You just mentioned Julio. All right, so Julio doesn't have any touchdowns, but everyone else is benefiting from it, Carl. He's got crazy yards. Talk about the Giants' pass rush secondary. Is Matt going to have a chance to do a thing, you know, a touchdown? Because we haven't been running the ball like the bare minimum. We've been keeping defenses honest, but we've been winning in the throwing game.
Well, it is a throwing league when you got a quarterback like Matt Ryan. You might as well take advantage of it. Shoot, you got three really, really good receivers. Well, let me say one great receiver and two other really, really good ones. So why not utilize those? I mean, it's, you can pass the run when you have those type of weapons. I don't know. The Giants just got Olivier Vernon back, and they're, you know, and he's a big part of their pass rush. The Giants have made a lot of mistakes during the early part of this season where they're giving up big chunks of yards, and it's okay, you know, in a league that's a passing league, but you can't give up big plays based on your mistakes and being out of place, because those are the ones you don't account for, and those are the ones that hurt you. And, you know, sometimes you get a bad matchup and the guy is better than you, you give those up. That happens in the league. But when you make a mistake because you didn't play the defense called or you're out of position, then you're hurting your team. And that's been kind of what the Giants have been about early on. They can play good in stretches of a game, and then they'll come back and, you know, give up a couple big plays where you didn't think they should. Or, you know, they forget how to tackle a few times. So, they, you know, the offense and the defense has their own set of issues. That's why they're 1-5 right now. They all feel they're correctable. And let's see. We'll find out.
The great Carl Banks joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Before we let you go, Michigan State, Michigan. Obviously, this weekend, I know who you're riding with, but
right.
Michigan looked like they took a turn last week when, you know, they were able to beat Wisconsin the way they did.
Yeah, well, you know, Michigan State beat Penn State, so with the, you know, everybody's taking turns. So we'll give Michigan an about face, and they'll head back in the other direction. You know, I think we got this one.
All right, there it is.
Hey, Carl, did you get the chance to watch that Two Bills documentary on ESPN? Belichick and Parcells,
yeah,
great
that
stuff
was,
about
that
some
was
of your
quite
teams.
Entertaining.
And you heard Belichick talk when he was asked about Khalil Mack. He's like, "No, he's not LT." I mean, you don't have time. We don't have time in the afternoon for all the LT stories, but greatest athlete you ever played with?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Incredible.
Carl, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us. Right. Continued success,
thanks,
my man. And we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.